Matthew Stuckey here, and I'm giving you another soul winning tip in this video. And I want to talk to you about the importance of learning when to throw in the towel as you're preaching the gospel. And this is an expression that comes from fighting sports where maybe two guys are boxing and, you know, a boxer's getting beat up in the ring and his corner man throws in the towel saying, "We throw the fight." And so this has happened in some famous fights before in the past. And as we're preaching the gospel, what I'm talking about is as you're in there preaching the gospel to them, you need to be aware of when to just basically give up on that conversation and realize they're not going to get saved. I'm wasting my time. We need to learn when to throw in the towel. So I want to give you three quick points about this. And I've talked about this a little bit in an earlier video, but you know, there is some crossover material, but it's not the exact same. And number one, you need to end the conversation if they are just unwilling to believe the Bible. And so the Bible says in Matthew 10, as it's talking about preaching the gospel, it talks about if the house is worthy, then let your peace come upon it. And what it means is let the gospel of peace come upon it if they are worthy. And in the context, it's when they're willing to receive your words. So if somebody's willing to receive your words, you preach the gospel. But if they're denying the Bible and denying what the Word of God says and denying, you know, the soul winning presentation and saying they don't believe it, you need to throw in the towel. The Bible says a man that is an heretic after the first and second admonition, reject. So for example, if you show somebody a couple verses on hell and they say, "I don't believe in hell," you're basically wasting your time. They are declaring themselves unworthy, as the Bible says, to hear the gospel. Or if they just deny Jesus being God, you know what? You basically just move on. You've given them a couple verses, move on. You show them it's by faith alone and they still think it's by works and they just deny what you're saying, it's time to move on in your gospel presentation. Now, one mistake people make is they sometimes use this mentality of not wasting time at the door. However, if they talk to a Mormon or a Jehovah's Witness or someone from a strange religion, they'll spend an hour and a half arguing with them and saying, "Well, I've got to do this because, you know what, they don't believe Jesus is God. They're a cult, so I'm going to give them 100 admonitions. But see, the Bible does not say that. The Bible does not say give them extra chances if they're from some strange religion. The truth is that people that are from different religions apart from Christianity, there are some people in those religions that when they hear the gospel, they're going to be willing to listen to the gospel. Of course, you're going to have to spend more time and give more verses, but you're going to be able to tell whether or not they're willing to receive your words or not receive your words. And so don't make the mistake of spending an hour at the door if they're a Jehovah's Witness that's denying the Bible. You know, if they're denying the Bible after the first and second admonition, the Bible says reject that person, just move on. So number one, if they refuse, if they won't believe the Bible and won't receive the words, you just move on. Number two, if they refuse to stay on topic. And you know, sometimes you run into people that are willing to listen to you, but they just want to talk about all of these strange things. They'll bring up aliens. They'll bring up stories from their childhood. And if you've been soul winning for a long time, you've experienced this sometimes, where you talk to someone and they're telling you about when they were 5 years old and their mom took them to school. And you're just thinking, what does this have to do with the gospel? And you know what? Of course, you can try to get them to stay on topic. But if you cannot control that conversation and they refuse to stay on topic, you need to move on to the next door. And when I run into those situations and there are people that are not denying the Bible, but they just refuse to stay on topic, I end the conversation nicely. I invite them to church, but I'll say something like, you know, "Hey, I'd love to stay here and talk with you, but you know, I really don't have a lot of free time and we're just trying to talk to everyone who might be interested in this, but please visit church sometime." But you know, you might think that sounds rude, but you know what? Our time is very precious out soul winning. And you have to be willing to throw in the towel if they're just not going to stay on topic and not willing to listen to you. And point number three, you end the conversation if you're finished with your gospel presentation and they don't believe it. And this is something that happens a lot where you're explaining the gospel and they're answering correctly, but then you get to the end and you ask them, "Do you still believe that you have to live a good life to get to heaven, or do you believe what I'm saying? Do you believe it's by faith alone? Or are you not sure?" And there are going to be plenty of people that say they're not sure. Plenty of people that answer the questions correctly, but you can sense by the way they're answering, you can sense that they're not 100% for sure. And when you get to those situations, you can ask them, would you like me to show you a few more verses or just think about this? I just had this happen 2 days ago as I was preaching the gospel to these two girls. And I went through the gospel presentation and I could tell that they weren't denying the Bible, but they just weren't sure. And see, the Bible speaks about people with the parable of the sower that hear the word of God, and they do not understand it. They're a bit confused. They're not denying the Bible, but they're actually confused and they're not quite sure. So I asked them when I was basically done, I said, well, do you want me to show you a few more verses or do you just want to think about it? Now, usually when I ask that, people say they just want to think about it because, you know, they've heard what I've said and they're just not sure. But these two girls, you know, they didn't really give an answer to that. And so I said, well, let me just show you a few more verses. And I spent an extra 10, maybe even 15 minutes than I normally do. It was a long conversation, probably 30 minutes. You know, usually I spend less than 20 minutes. But it was 30 minutes, and they ended up getting saved, you know, both of them. And so it took them a while to comprehend this because, you know, people have believed something false their entire life. It's hard for them to change their entire belief just instantaneously. And it's amazing that the gospel and the word of God is so powerful that people can do that, but they needed some more time. And so they weren't denying the Bible, they just weren't sure. But if you get to the end of your conversation and they just won't believe it, well, just, you know, let them know I can show you a few more verses or if you just want to think about it. But you cannot spend just all day talking to someone because there's other people that want to hear the gospel. There's other people that are ready to hear the gospel. There's other people that are ready to get saved. And if you waste your time on someone who's not interested, someone else is not going to get saved that could have gotten saved. And I've experienced this before where someone wants to waste my time and argue with me. And sometimes you end the conversation and they might even make fun of you and say, hey, you're not willing to talk about this. You're not willing to debate. You know I'm right. I proved you wrong. And it kind of irritates you in your flesh, but then just a couple doors down, you knock on it and someone's very nice and respectful and they listen and they get saved and you realize, you know what, it was worth it to throw in the towel with this conversation because they were never going to get saved. We need to find the people, the Bible says, that are ready to hear the gospel. If not, we just shake off the dust off our feet, just move on to the next door. It's okay to lose the battle in order to win the war because you can spend all day on one battle and disprove them and make them look like a fool. But you know what? You lose the war when you do that because the ultimate goal is to win souls to the Lord. And winning a debate does not win people to the Lord. Anyways, thank you and God bless.